Anthony William, the medical medium. So I'm in chapter 32, the depression chapter in the Brain Saver book. I know so many people have suffered from depression and are suffering now, struggling with depression. If it's okay, you guys, I just would love to read you a few lines here. People who have depression know they have depression. That line alone is so powerful. Let me tell you why. Because how many people had depression or have depression in their life, and they were told, you don't have depression, you have something else, but they had depression and they knew it. And then check this out, how many people had something else wrong with them and it wasn't depression? And then someone told them, a health professional told them, you have depression, that's why you're feeling tired. That's why you have burning skin and aches and pains. That's why you have all the headaches. You're just suffering from depression. And the person's like, who's dealing with the symptoms is like, I don't know if I have depression. I have all these other symptoms and that's really hard to live with. So what I'm trying to say is people who have depression know they have depression. Depression is instantly understood by an individual. So when you have depression at some time in your life, it's instantly understood. I want to read this. While the why or how of the depression may be baffling, and depression may be hard for a person to describe, it's a knowing. And that's what's incredible. It's actually a knowing. It may not be easy to describe. Someone might ask you, hey, tell me what your depression feels like. Maybe a psychiatrist, a doctor, a health professional, a loved one, a friend. And it's not easy to get the words out to describe it. So hard. They know what the feeling of depression is, and they know the feeling is real. One thing I can tell you is when you're depressed, the feeling is real, and you guys know that. You've been there. So many of you have healed your depression with the medical medium information, and you know, but it's real. For the people who never had it before, it's good for them to know. The lack of understanding about depression in the wider world reveals itself in the mixed messages out there about depression. On the one hand, there can be a hesitance to take depression seriously. On the other hand, it's commonplace to say, if you are a depression sufferer, these may be your symptoms, and take this drug. Take this antidepressant medication. Those are the ones that are frequently prescribed. Even if depression is not what someone is suffering from, they may get prescribed that antidepressant anyway. So here's some really powerful parts coming up. All this is just incredible information in the Brain Saver book I'm reading right now. So, depression is like having something inside you that's foreign or alien to your existence and who you are as a person. When someone's struggling with depression, if you're dealing with it, you know that it's like having some foreign entity inside your brain. Foreign entity inside your body. And it's so hard to describe. No one wants to be depressed, just like no one wants to be physically sick. Did you ever hear that before? Like, you want to be sick. That's why you're sick. There's really nothing wrong with you. Your blood results seem okay. Everything seems fine. I think you're just kind of creating this. You just want to be sick. People have been told that all the time. Maybe you've been told that before. But no one wants to be depressed, and no one wants to be physically sick. Depression is like an alien that has entered the body, taken over, and reprogrammed the person so they can't feel anymore. It's like they're lost. Depression has that feeling of just being lost, numb, gone. So they can't regulate what they're feeling because they're numb. They feel numb. They lose control over their lives and feel like they're not in their own body. This is an out-of-body experience. So I've always seen depression all these years, and someone struggling with it, it's like an out-of-body experience. That's how I've always seen it. That's not pleasing, not happy, not a result of being overwhelmed with joy. Instead, it's an out-of-body experience of dread with feelings of loss and even hatred for oneself. The sad part about depression for so many is the self-hatred, because you don't know why you're struggling like this. You don't know why you're feeling this way. And then it's easy to doubt yourself to the point where you even hate yourself, where you don't even want to live in your body because of it. I'm going to read on a little bit here in the Brain Saver book. Depression isn't a chemical imbalance in the brain. That right there is incredible information. How many people have been told it's a chemical imbalance? How insulting. Truly insulting. Oh, you just got a chemical imbalance. You're crazy. It's depression. You're crazy. Depression isn't a chemical imbalance in the brain, as the medical world has been known to identify it as. Depression isn't someone avoiding life, being lazy. How many people have been told they're lazy and they're just trying to get out of something and they're trying to avoid life when they're suffering from something really true that's so hard on them and they're told they're lazy? Depression isn't somebody ignoring responsibilities. That one hurts right there, because I've seen people being told it's because they're ignoring responsibilities or hiding from the world, as we've sometimes been led to believe. And depression isn't someone just giving up on life because they're weak. And this is the big part right here in the Brain Saver book. This is leading us to a part that's so critical. The Spirit of Compassion gave me, and I was able to put it in the book here. Depression isn't someone just giving up on life because they're weak, as society is often alluded to. People with depression are told they're just weak. Chalk it up. Come on, buddy. Come on, pal. Someone suffering from depression will often describe a state of numbness, not having any feelings at all, not caring if the world ends tomorrow. This doesn't make them heartless or soulless. When someone's really struggling with depression, others in the world might think they're like heartless or soulless because they're so numb, because they're struggling so much. People suffering from depression are far from soulless. And that's leading us to this one huge, huge piece of information right here. I can't say enough about the powerful words in this chapter, this depression chapter. So there's a section here on 268, page 268, Powerful Soul Detection. The biggest reason depression is one of the hardest struggles for so many is that the soul is involved. The soul is involved. Nobody knew that. That's just first time this is getting out there in the world, coming from above. The soul is involved. This is why it's the biggest reason for the hardest struggles with depression, because our soul is involved. The place where foreign contamination or exposure ends up inside the brain is the very place where our soul also resides. So understand this. Whatever's going wrong inside our brain, the real physical reason why we have depression, our soul has to live inside there and reside along it. Alongside of it. People who suffer with depression are the opposite of soulless. How many people have been considered soulless because their depression was so severe? Instead, they happen to be more in touch with their own soul in that moment in their lifetime than many others who are not suffering with depression. Think about that for a minute. A person with depression is more in touch with their own soul than someone without depression. Or should I say, someone who's never experienced depression ever? So it's the opposite. The person with depression is connected more with their own soul. People with depression have become soul sensitive. These powerful words are blowing my mind. I could read this over and over again, and I have. I've read this chapter over and over again since the books have been in my hand. People with depression have become soul sensitive. Just think about that for a minute. This is a strength, not a weakness. Depression is the soul detecting that something is wrong. Depression is actually the soul detecting that something is wrong. This is a connection that is so powerful. People with depression have become soul sensitive. This is a strength. This means the soul is detecting something wrong inside the brain. In lasting cases of depression, the soul is detecting a foreign body, a foreign invader, a foreign substance inhabiting the same place the soul is living in. That means the real cause of depression is some type of impediment. Even if you had emotional trauma, it still creates a physical injury. I talk about that in the emotional brain chapter in Brain Saver. If you have depression or had depression, read the depression chapter and read the emotional brain chapter. Become empowered. So in lasting cases of depression, the soul is detecting a foreign body, a foreign invader, a foreign substance inhabiting the same place the soul is living in. So your soul is living in your brain. And your soul is detecting a foreign invader or an injury from an emotional blow. Depression is a form of misunderstood enlightenment that something is wrong inside the body. Depression is enlightenment. It's not the person's fault that something should have never been in the body in the first place. The soul is just saying the temple has an invader. That's what the soul is saying. So regardless of what invader that is that's inside the brain, whether it's an emotional blow that caused a physical injury like I talk about in the emotional brain chapter, or an actual impediment of some kind of toxin or foreign substance, the soul is detecting it. And you know what the soul is saying? The soul is saying the temple has an invader. And then that depression comes on. The soul of a depression sufferer is telling that person there is a problem and a purification process needs to happen. Oh my God. A purification process needs to happen. That's what depression is telling the person. The soul is telling the consciousness and subconsciousness. The soul is sending signals and warning signs to the subconsciousness and consciousness. Just think about that for a minute. When I heard that information from Spirit of Compassion, when I was writing the books, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Our soul sends a signal and warning signs to the subconsciousness and consciousness of our brain. Forewarning, like warning us that there's a problem, an invasion, an invader has entered the temple. Because we aren't shown how to interpret these signs, the signals of contamination, exposure, we don't know what's wrong. So everybody walks around depressed, mystery depression, unless they have a serious emotional blow. But if it doesn't go away after that serious emotional loss or blow, we have an injury in there. And our soul detects a problem. And it's saying we have an invader inside the temple. And our soul tries to tell our subconsciousness and consciousness, this is mind-blowing information. There's more in this depression chapter, the emotional brain chapter, all through these books. It's just, it blows my mind. You guys, I hope to see you at the Medical Medium Brain Shot Challenge. Medical Medium Brain Shot Therapy Challenge starts tomorrow. It's 10 days. It's free. Sign up. Medicalmedium.com. Sign up to it. Get your PDF, your free PDF. so you know what your grocery shopping list is and all of that. And I can't wait to do the brain shot therapies. 10 days. We're doing a shot each day. I can't wait, you guys. Anyway, I hope that whoever's out there, that you know people in your lives and they're suffering from depression, that they get the answers. My heart pours out to them. This depression is so hard in so many ways. And unless we've been in their shoes, we won't know. Unless we've been in their shoes or we've been with a loved one suffering from it to such a degree that we've taken it on ourselves in a way because we're just like, we know how much they're going through. But so many are struggling and my heart pours out to everyone. Anyway, lots of love, many blessings, and God bless you guys and hope to see you at the challenge. Bye now.